Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're excited about the continuing relationship that the Beef Council has with NBA star center Stephen Adams.
We are so excited to announce the launch of year two of a successful campaign with Stephen Adams, an Oklahoma City professional basketball player. This campaign follows the inaugural Smashing Steaks campaign, which also championed Oklahoma farmers and ranchers by harnessing Adams' love of beef, the role beef plays in fueling a pro basketball player's active lifestyle, and honoring his roots in agriculture. In year two, the digital campaign showcases Adams, it's very tongue-in-cheek, as a late-night infomercial host who teaches eager students his most treasured secrets, how to prepare a steak, how to grill a steak, and of course, when it's time, how to smash that steak. While the Stephen Adams Academy of Smashing Steaks is a fictional program, proceeds from the very real merchandise sold at usmashsteaks.com are directed to charities.
And you can learn a lot more about the Stephen Adams Academy of Smashing Steaks at oklabeef.org.
Well, cash cattle traders are inching closer to getting some business done here today. With limited asking prices and bids available late yesterday, cattle priced in the South about $121 to $122, where bids are slowly developing at about $118. Now, given the stability and narrow shifts in futures trade and continued pressure in beef values, may be challenging for feedlot managers to demand much more than steady to firm once the dust settles here at the end of the week. The erosion in boxed beef values seems to have triggered only limited concerns in futures trade as traders continue to focus on the still strong beef values as compared to where prices have held through most of the fall. Hog futures bounced firmly higher yesterday, which is expected to spark some additional follow-through support today, although a lot of attention remains on the potential of a Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal. The fundamental and technical support in the market is helping solidify additional buyer support as traders move into the holiday season. Now, wheat markets are lower at all three exchanges, taking cues from corn and soybeans, although wheat actually saw some supportive changes on the December WASDE. The USDA cut imports by 15 million bushels to 105 million bushels, also increased exports by 24 million bushels to 975 million bushels versus 950 million bushels last month. Easier corn prices overnight, continuing the seesaw nature of price action of late. The December WASDE report came in and went without much fanfare yesterday, as would be expected with the report that saw essentially nothing change from last month. And the soybean prices are weaker overnight, drifting lower following the release of yesterday's WASDE report. That saw exactly zero changes in the U.S. balance sheet. The only changes of merit occurred in China, which amounts to a shuffling of deck chairs so far at this point. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, live cattle futures, December are down 30 cents, 119.87. February down 17, 124.75. January feeder cattle up 12 cents, 141.65. March up 25 cents, 142.52. February hogs up $27, 67.97. Kansas City wheat, March up 5 1/4, 431 1/4. May's up 5 cents at 439. The March Chicago wheat was up a penny yesterday, 523 3/4. May was up 3/4 at 526 3/4. May corn up 1 1/4, 377. May March corn was up 1 1/4. May was up 1.5, 382 3/4. January soybeans up 4 cents, 901 1/4. March up 3 3/4 at 915 1/2. March cotton up 55 cents, 65.93. May up 50 cents, 66.90. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.